Hey guys, this is Eric with Tourism Marketing Mastery, and this episode is going to be different to anything else that you guys have heard so far. The topic for this week's episode is going to be, you know what, I don't even know what it's going to be. I guess I'll decide it when I come up with the title for the topic because it's a little bit unorthodox. So let's just jump into things. Hey, my name is Eric Hatterscheidt, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently, and we have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters and what we do matters. All right, so I know I didn't even come up with a title for you guys this week. Maybe I should have thought of that before I started recording this episode, but I wanted to get really, really real with you, really honest with you. You know, I struggled with last week's episode because I didn't want it to be directly about the whole coronavirus thing. And I tried to put a spin on it, looking at where the future is going. And this week, you know, I don't know about you, but it's challenging. I'm one of those guys that absolutely looked at the whole scenario, and I looked at it initially through a capitalist's eyes and said, where there's a big problem, there's opportunity for a big solution, and where you can provide big solutions, there's opportunity for big paychecks, for money coming in. And so, you know, I felt sorry for myself for the first few hours of figuring out that business on all fronts was going to be drastically affected. And then I put my butt in gear and started rolling with things. And I guess you can say I've been rolling with things. I've been taking action. I've been busy every day since the whole, coronavirus episode started. And I'm not going to lie to you. I hit a point where I kind of hit a mental wall. And I thought, man, what am I doing? Like, is it worth it? Is the action that I'm taking, is it worth the effort that I'm putting in? Is this going to translate to anything that's worth talking about? And I'm not going to, I mean, if you want to listen to last week's episode, that's essentially what I'm working on. But there's no promises with anything I'm building. There's no one's been there before. And that's rare that I say that, because with almost everything, I always say someone's been there before. But really with what I'm doing, I am doing the research, and I don't see where someone else before has done what we're trying to do. And it's taxing. It's taxing emotionally. It's taxing mentally. And I think what I thought would be most useful to you is just sharing with you some of the thoughts that I have rolling through my head, because I'm guessing that I'm not the only one out there that's going through this. And you know what? I've gone through this in the past, and I've had people that I've listened to or followed in the past. And if you're listening to this, I guess that means that you're listening to me. And one thing that's been challenging in listening to others, other people that I've followed for advice or insight, was the fact that often the path seemed so easy for them. The answers came so easy to them, and they were able to forge forward without any looking back or any inhibitions. And that's not me. That's not the situation I'm in. So what I did is I took out a sheet of paper and I wrote down things I'm thinking, thoughts I'm having, thoughts I have about myself on a regular basis, and the situation I'm in and where I'm at in life and all of those things. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off some of my internal conversations. And what I've done specifically is I've put down some of the deep thoughts that I'm thinking that are negative thoughts, that are things that you won't hear from most people that you look at or you follow. And then I consider just leaving it there, But what I decided to do was I flipped over my sheet of paper and I just wrote out some of the facts, some of the track record that I've had. And I guess maybe I did that for myself. I don't know. I wanted to write that out to say, you know what, here are the thoughts that I have right now, today. These are the things I think about myself, about my life. And then the flip side of the paper are the things that I show to the outside world. But at some points, you know, it helps to look at that other side of the paper and say, I do have a track record of doing things, of actually producing something in the world and wanting to produce more. And I guess I did that so that maybe I'm encouraging you to look at the same thing, to say, what is it that you've got as thoughts about yourself? And then what is it that you've actually done? And for some of you, that might be encouraging. For some of you, that might be incentive to step up to the plate and step out. And what I'm hoping that you get out of this episode is that I move forward even if I'm scared. And I want you to think about doing the same thing. So I've gone on long enough. Let's just jump into things. So I've got a page in front of me. I'm just going to read off of it. Normally I just say what's on my mind in these episodes, but in this case, I'm going to be reading it off. So first thing I've got here on the page is I'm a fraud and I don't have all the answers for the people that look to me for those answers. I found myself in situations recently where I've had conversations with individuals that are running companies that are much larger than mine, companies that are in the millions. One of the companies I'm talking to in tourism, they're a $1 billion company. And I have never been anywhere even close, like anywhere even remotely near that in terms of the size of the companies I've run. And I very much feel out of my element in answering some of the questions that they have, because I realize that there's consequences to my answers. I might have context. I might say, you know what, I know what this looks like from a marketing campaign or a management perspective, because I do have some experience, but not at that level. And I'm scared to let them know that I've never been where they're at, because I'm scared that if I say that I'm going to lose those contracts, those relationships. And I don't say it, so I feel like a fraud. The next thing that I've got on the list is I look at myself in the mirror some days and I'm disappointed that I haven't gotten further in my life by this point. And, you know, I got a track record that sometimes looks good on paper. But the truth is, there's a lot of days where I look at myself in the mirror and I say, you know, where did you go wrong? I've got friends that I look at, and I know people tell you not to compare yourself to other people, but I got friends that I look at and I say, man, like, those guys, they seem to have figured it out. Am I so much dumber than them that I haven't figured out how to be further ahead at this point? I try something, I get into a business, I work at it, I work my butt off, and things go well for a while, and then everything explodes. And then I got to deal with that. And then, you know, this is something else I'm not super proud of. I've had a history of, like, things blow up and I leave. I move on to something else. And I don't try and necessarily clean up the mess. So that's the reality. That's the reality of my track record. And I'm not happy with it. And I've made a commitment to myself that's not going to happen anymore, but it has happened. I've had numerous instances in the past where I've started businesses and they've blown up and I've just walked away because that's all I was capable of doing. Here's another thing. I'm scared of the situation that I'm in. This is the first time in my life I found myself in a situation where I'm responsible for other people. You know, before I was willing to take big risks because it was always just me. And maybe this is a little bit personal, but I've started a family. I've got a wife, and we've got a kid that's due in a couple of months. And I am, frankly, I'm the brokest I've ever been. I've always prided myself on not having debt. I've always prided myself on having money in the bank. And I've spent the last year of my life taking the savings I've had from my last business and pouring it into this one. And the business that I've poured my whole life into has been in working with businesses and tourism. And I started building up a base of clients, and then, you know, this whole thing happened, and it's been a market where all of my clients pulled out, and I understand that, and I don't blame them. You have to look at their expenses and say, hey, there's only so much that we can spend money on. But, initially, at least, looking at spending money on any kind of marketing consulting, right now is going out the window. And then, I mean, I'm part owner of a resort, part owner of a tour company. Those things also, we've had cancellations, same as anyone else. They're not cash flowing, not well. We do somehow, we get the odd person calling in and wanting to make a booking, which still surprises me. But, you know, there's a lot less of those and a lot more people calling for their money back. And that's rough. That's a really rough situation for me to be in, knowing that I've got a child that's coming in a couple months and I got to take care of them. And I am terrified. I guess along with that, I wrote down here, I feel like I'm letting my wife down by not being able to bring in consistent income, especially now. Right now I can't bring anything in, and I feel useless. I think if I'm being honest, I feel like, you know, my job is to make sure that she feels safe and secure, and she doesn't have to worry about where we're at. And that's not the situation we're in. And I've put her in that situation because I put a lot of risk into doing what I'm doing now, and it blew up in my face. And so I feel like I'm a disappointment. Next, not even necessarily about business or life or family, but I haven't been able to go to the gym for the last few weeks. And so I've been gaining a few pounds. And before, I've always had a bit of a routine going to the gym, staying in relatively okay shape. And the last few weeks, I have been not going to the gym. And, you know, there's no excuse. You can work out at home. You can make things happen. But I haven't been, because I've made the excuse to myself that, oh, it's because I'm working on all these external things. You know, I'm working on these projects to make sure that I can bring some kind of predictable income, make that come in. And so I haven't been taking care of myself. And now I look in my mirror, and not only am I disappointed by, you know, where I'm at in life, but I'm also disappointed by just what I see physically. And in addition to not going to the gym, I'm just sitting at home and I'm not in a good mental state. And so I tend to definitely snack a lot more. I think I'm anxious eating, if that's a thing. And I've never really been that anxious before in my life, but I am now. So yeah, it's not fantastic. I think ultimately what I've got here, my last point on my page, and I'm sure there's a lot more if you really dig deep, but the last one here is, I'm 33. And some of you are going to say that's not that old. Some of you might be younger than me, but I'm 33 years old and I feel like I've got nothing to show for my life. That's what it feels like. I feel like I'm here, I'm broke, I can't support my family. I am trying to do things that haven't been done before, so I don't have someone to ask. For the first time in my life, I don't have a mentor to go to. It feels like, and ask, how do you do this thing? Because that's what I've always done. Every time I've wanted to study something, I've gone around the world and I've looked at who's great at doing what I'm trying to do, and I try and learn from them. And what I'm doing now, I can't find that person because I don't know anyone else that's doing this. And so it's terrifying and it's scary, and it's put me in a position where I've really got nothing. So that's what I'm thinking. And I didn't want to record this to be depressing. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get real with you, and I wanted to say, if you're having the same thoughts, and I hope you're not, I really hope you're not, but you know, from what I understand about people is that a lot of us have thoughts that hold us back. And so I wanted to share mine with you because I've never had a mentor really be vulnerable with me and share with me that they have struggles as well. And maybe they don't, I don't know, but I do. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that I have a lot of self-deprecating thoughts. I have thoughts that I'm scared, I'm terrified, I don't know what I'm doing. I am I'm advising people that are far beyond where I'm at or ever have been. And I feel out of my element. I feel like a fraud. I'm not happy about what I see in the mirror. And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Some days I'm not like that. And some days I feel like I'm on top of the world, and maybe I get almost too egotistical because I've had a series of wins or a big win, but right now that's not where I'm at. So before I finish this podcast, let's flip over the page and look at my track record just so that there's some context to this. So it's not like, okay, everything is a failure. If you look at my track record, what I recorded here is some of the facts, just what actually has happened in my life. I ran my first real company at 22. It was a painting company. I had 8 people employed at that company. Only ran it for a couple of years. I ran it under a franchise. And in that franchise, which operated across all of North America, they've had hundreds and hundreds of franchisees. In that first year, I was awarded Leader of the Year. And they only award that to one person. And also in that first year, I was awarded the most efficient company in all of Canada with my employees at 22. So I was proud of that. From there, I went to go run my family resort. I thought I was some kind of hotshot, so I went to go run the resort. And the truth of the matter is, in the first 8 months, I completely failed at that endeavor. And so that was when I first figured out it pays to go learn from people that are doing what you want to do. And within a year of that process of like figuring out I need to learn from people that are doing what I should be doing, I was responsible for doubling the revenues at that resort. Now, I'm not going to take credit for that being all my actions. There was a team, there were other circumstances, absolutely, that led to the doubling of that revenue. But if it gives you any context, the revenue at that resort hadn't grown by more than 20% at the most in the last 20 years. And so it was something. After that, after I'd been there for a few years, and I'm still involved, I'm still working with that resort because it's a family resort. My parents, are the ones that started it, and now I'm running it with them. But from there, from actually living there, I went and I ran a global company where, we worked with hiring and recruiting virtual assistants, and teaming them up with businesses around the world, and started that company with a few partners. Within 18 months, we had 50 employees. We had employees all over the world. I ran a large digital team. I was the chief operating officer, and I learned a lot in that job. I learned how to manage a digital team, which in my opinion is actually a lot more difficult than running a physical team, because you have to be so much more organized in order to make that happen. And from that, I sold out my shares eventually in that company because as part of what we were doing there, because we were growing so fast, we had clients that were asking myself often how we were growing that fast. And then so inadvertently, I started consulting them on what we were doing to grow. And that became something I was interested in. I became a marketing consultant. So from there, I decided, you know what, I'm going to sell off my shares in this company. And or the majority of my shares. I still have a small shareholder of that company. And from there, I'm going to go full into marketing consulting. And marketing consulting is essentially what I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. And ran a consulting company, started in Australia, and then eventually moved to Canada and built that company up to an average of 100 clients a year. And minimum payment for those clients was $10,000. So you can start doing some of the math there to figure out where we were at. And I did that. I built that company up. And then from that consulting company, we've had quite a few wins. We've had a lot of clients that have grown their businesses significantly. And I love that. I love that aspect of it, of having results with them. And what I found for myself was that my mind always wandered back to tourism and always wandered back to our own resort and how we could do better at own resort, both with the marketing, but within that, to me, great marketing is actually how you're impacting your customer. And so for us, that was how we were impacting our guests. And the real transformations that we were able to create within our guests. And I wanted to do a better job at it. I knew I could do a better job if I focused on it with a lot more time and effort. And so I transitioned into tourism. So now I let all of my contacts or contracts, I should say, with my previous marketing company, I've intentionally let them drop off. Our contracts were all a year or more in some cases. So it's been about a year and a half, and we just finished our last contracts with the general consulting in that business world. And I intentionally abandoned all those contracts so I could focus all my time and energy on tourism. And we started building up clients in this market, and then this happened. And now I feel stuck. But looking at my track record, if you just looked at it logically, someone from the outside, I'm sure, would say, well, looking at that track record, it stands to reason that he's going to make it work. He's going to find a way to make it work. And it might take a little bit longer than we thought because of what's going on. But there's a track record of continually, I guess, slightly larger wins at every successive point. And that's what I'm looking at in my tracker, and I'm saying, hey, you know what? I actually have a history of finding something, doing it, making money at it, succeeding at it, and then when it's appropriate, moving on to the next thing. And I know I said previously, like, I've had companies blow up in the past. I talk about some of my wins. I don't talk about the 13 other companies that I've started and have completely failed, blown up in my face. Those are some of the wins. So that's where I'm at. I don't really know. I don't know if this is helping you. And I was kind of hesitant to put this episode out. And if you hate it, that's okay. You don't have to listen to me anymore. But if you got something out of it and you understand that it's okay to have self-deprecating thoughts and still move forward and still be courageous enough to say, you know what, maybe I don't think I can do this, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. I want to incentivize you to say, I still need to go out there. I still need to create. I need to do something that fulfills me in this world and make it happen. I want you to do that. My hope is that, you know, this whole thing clears over, and my real goal is that I give tourism managers the tools that they need in order to run an efficient operation. That in itself is boring. I don't care about that part, but I think that that's needed as a foundation in order to create an amazing experience for their guests that transforms their guests' lives. And I truly believe in tourism that that's possible. That's why I'm doing what I do, because all of my belief is centered around the fact that we can transform lives. We can give guests a few days or a week or 2 weeks where we give them new perspective and they hold that perspective for the rest of the year, or maybe the next 3 years or 5 years or decade if we're lucky, or maybe the rest of their life if we're amazing. And that's my goal, is let's focus on giving them something to think about for the rest of their life that dictates what their actions are in a positive way, from that experience that they've had with us. And I want to make sure that we're looking at those experiences transformational for our guests. And so that's what I'm going to be working on. There are days when that is difficult, when that's hard, when I'm like, what am I doing? I would honestly, I would love at a lot of points to just to get a job. I really would. There are times when I'm driving down the highway and I see a construction worker or a sign guy and I'm like, that just seems so much easier than doing what I'm doing. Like, just go do your thing, collect a check. It's predictable. It comes in, the security with that. Yeah. That is where my mind goes some days. And then there's days where I have a win and I know I'm making a difference and it tends to trump everything else. So hopefully that gives you a bit of context to say, you know what? You're not alone. You're not alone out there. I think maybe that maybe my podcast was to try and incentivize you to go create something, and it is, but really I think what I want you to take out of this is that you're not alone. Whatever you're thinking, feeling, yeah, I want you to know you're not the only one. Okay. Let's leave it at that. And if you absolutely hate this episode, I'd actually want to know. I want to know in the reviews, if you think this is terrible. I'm putting everything out there, but, if you got something out of it, I mean, I'd love to hear from you too. You don't necessarily have to go into the reviews. I'd love to see a few reviews, see what you're getting out of it, just so I can do a better job at doing what I'm doing. But if you don't want to, you can always send me an email at, info@tourismmanagementacademy, actually. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. All right. I'll talk to you next week. I hope in the meantime, I truly do hope that you have an amazing week and that you have a time to think about what it is that you want to create in the world, what it is you want to do, and you start doing it. You start looking at how am I going to get this out there? How am I going to ship it, as we sometimes say in the industry? How am I going to make sure that it's out there for people to utilize and enjoy? All right. With that too, also have a really few cool things that are coming up, tools that I'm literally creating as I go that I want to share with you that we're using in creating not just experiences, but transformational experiences. How do you architect a transformational experience for your guests? What does that look like? I'm working on those tools right now, and I'll share them with you when I've actually got something here that is worth sharing. So look forward for that. All right. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, and we'll talk to you next week.